Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had Antonio. We got Michael Jackson. It is officially at 9:03 in the a.m. Friday. It's officially Friday now.
It's official.
It's not Friday until you have Antonio and Michael Jackson. That's it.
But they
had both.
In a band together.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's going on, Jeremy Kahn?
Well, I mean, you teased the Patriots-Ravens game coming up Sunday night. Do you like you prefer the 1 o'clock game like I do, right?
It's only for work purposes.
Yes.
If I didn't have to get up at the ass crack of dawn, can you say that?
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't care. I would love Sunday night football.
Because Dawn's not listening. No. Sorry,
it's clean, though. It is clean.
I hope so.
But yeah, it's only for work purposes. I get it. It's Sunday night football to me for the Ravens is better than Monday night football because Sunday nights is a vibe in Baltimore. It's a vibe because it's football all day.
Yeah.
And to me, it seems darker. And I mean, like, not dark as far as the lights are concerned, just a dark vibe. Like, it's so Baltimore.
For my football,
Monday nights I don't like.
For my football viewing pleasure, like, I'd like the Ravens to be on an island, whether it's at Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night. But as a radio host in the morning, I got to admit, even when they're on those night games, I'm fighting it to stay awake in the second half. Like, the way my schedule works now, like, somebody was joking with me, said, hey, man, enjoy your 2 days off, my comp days that I had this week. He said, go ahead and sleep in. I said, yeah, I'm sure I'll sleep in to 6. I mean, when you're off, do you sleep in?
No, man.
You can't, right?
I do, like you said,
yeah,
7.
Yeah.
That's me. I was laying down one day, and I got nervous. I'm like, what's something I could be doing? Something I could be doing. And it wasn't anything I could be doing, but I just didn't feel good laying down. But like you said, 6, 7 o'clock is sleeping in for us.
6, 7. Rob? Oh, sorry.
Do you know the other day we were playing basketball and I think we hit a bucket with the 67.
And we were
on the road and the crowd started going 6-7. I'm like, wait, dumb.
It's so dumb.
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
It has turned it. Did you see the college game where the girl was at the free throw line?
Yes.
And I think she had to make all 3 free throws and she hit it and everybody went nuts. And even their coach was doing it.
6-7!
And just going nuts.
Well, see, I like that coach, so her doing it was all right for me.
Well,
what goes right for the Ravens to win this game on Sunday night?
They don't turn the ball over. I think if they don't turn the ball over, they win. I really do. Like, again, Lamar has not been playing well, and I'm not trying to sell anybody on that it's been great or anything, but I don't think it's been as bad as everyone's made it out to be. I think some goofy things have happened, but goofy things happen in Ravens seasons for whatever reason.
Can I tell you something? Even though my over-under didn't suggest this, I think Lamar goes off Sunday night.
I'm waiting for that game.
I think my over-under does not suggest that, Jeremy. I just have a feeling. Young Buck, MVP candidate coming in my building. Patriots, one of the best teams in the AFC. Those are normally the games where Lamar shows his ass.
You win this week and you're off next week.
Exactly. Those are games where Lamar normally just goes bananas. There's something inside of me, something in my gut that says this is that week where Lamar just simply goes off.
It wouldn't
shock me. I could be wrong.
Now, so let me ask you this. We've talked about this all year long. When it comes to Denver, New England, and I'll put Jacksonville in there because they're at the top of their division. Do you believe in any of those teams?
Did you give it to me again?
Denver, Jacksonville, and New England.
Do I believe in them? I think for me, if I had to choose one, it would be New England. You know why?
Why?
Quarterback. That's the one I believe in more than anybody.
Look,
Bo Nix is okay. Trevor Lawrence is still for me.
Bo Nix has some times where I'm watching him going, why did you do that? Like, what did you see there? And then there are other times where you're like, damn, that was a good-ass throw, or he makes something happen with his feet.
I think that's who he is.
But this Denver team, to me, they play so many close games that I just can't see them keeping this up for the entire year.
Give me the time you looked at Drake May and thought, why'd you do that? You don't. No. Now, for me, I don't. There's never those times. He is, to me, the most rock solid of the three.
But that's not fair. When I had Stephon Diggs on my FanDuel lineup and he threw it to Booty, I said, why'd you do that, man? Why'd you do that, Drake? But he's the one guy, like, again, watching him play, I really like watching him play. I think he's good. And by the way, it's so funny to go back to it. His brother, the basketball player.
Because
Drake was a basketball player too, but football was his sport. But his brother played for UNC.
Hell of a basketball player.
Wonder how good he was to give that up to come play football.
I thought he had a brother to play for North Carolina.
Luke May.
I thought he said USC.
No.
UNC. Okay.
UNC. Sorry. Yeah. Luke May played there.
He's an outstanding player.
Yeah.
Man. Wayne and Dundalk. What it do, man? What it do?
Hey. Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Real quick, before I talk about the Ravens, man, I was just telling Joe, man, for anybody who hasn't tried it, the YouTube channel is where it's at, man. Sitting here watching you guys. I got a vacation day, so I'm sitting here watching you guys with your facial expressions now. And I'll probably pause it and then play it so I can hear myself talk. But it's just great, man. So anybody has a check. It's a little things in life, you know what I mean?
Thanks a lot, man.
But anyway, for the Ravens, man, this week I just want to see Lamar, real quick, come out here and know Lamar is the best quarterback on the field. And what I mean is, you know, the little things, doing the check downs, not throwing the ball high, make your throws, being smart with things. I don't want to see the Ravens come out and go for it on 4th-and-2 at the 50-yard line on their first drive. Let's not make dumb mistakes, you know what I mean? Play the ball, play confident. We're the better team out there. I believe we got better players. And just play simple. You play Ravens football, play defense, and I think they'll be fine, man. As long as we don't get there trying to be cute, making mistakes, I think we'll be good, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Wayne. Have a good weekend, my friend. Now let's get Buffalo Zoe on here to bump his gums. What's up, man?
Man, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to, you know, get under your skin because I know how much you love, man, but I really need y'all to win that game, man. For real.
Hey, how would you feel? How would you feel?
You know what I'm
Buffalo
hoping now,
was
Jeremy?
Coming here in the first round of the playoffs.
You said how would you feel?
How
would I feel if Buffalo come down here?
Yeah,
don't like it at all.
Okay.
I'm gonna be real with you. I do not like it at all. That means y'all got a chance. I don't want y'all to have a chance at all.
Man, don't you ever, ever call here and tell me you need me to win a game for your team. Don't do that to me. Hey, don't compromise you know me, man. Don't compromise me, Zoe.
You know what? Go Bills. That's all I got to say.
Let's
hey,
go, Buffalo.
I would say have a good weekend, but it wouldn't be sincere.
My man,
Buffalo Zoe.
I have to get Zoe out with my sister-in-law and her family all from Buffalo. They're all Bills fans.
Really?
So every Thanksgiving we spend with them, all the Bills fans come down.
You know, some listeners, man, usually like, man, he'd be cool to hang with. I bet he would be. I bet we bust chops the entire time.
Zoe came out to one of the events I was at and hung out and just couldn't have been. It brought his kids out.
Yeah.
His son, he's like, yeah, that's my son. He's a Browns fan. I said, why did you do that to him?
Bills fans, and Browns fans.
Yeah,
what's your family?
He said he did that to himself. So it's his own fault.
Jeremy Carr's Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, the man, WJZ TV's anchor man, Rick Ritter, joins us up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from WJZ-TV, he is Rick Ritter. Good morning to you, Rick.
Guys, how are we doing today? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Rick, before we get into the Ravens, we want you to join in the debate with us. Nick Saban said having James Madison University in the college football playoffs is like Major League Baseball allowing a Triple-A team to be in the World Series playoffs. I agree with Nick Saban. Jeremy says Notre Dame ought to do more to get in. I don't think they're the same. Your thoughts?
I mean, look, I understand where Nick is coming from. I mean, at the end of the day, if you put these guys out on the field, skill positions, they might be able to keep up a little bit. When you talk about the trenches, I mean, it's just two different types of levels. I mean, there is literally no competition. I mean, you're talking James Madison and some of the top-tier teams in the country. Look at the comparison or the analogy that everybody makes between Maryland and your Penn State, your Wisconsin, your big-tier programs. Maryland does not have the trenches to keep up with those guys, so let alone a school like James Madison. I agree with him. I think it's a harsh way of putting it, but I think at this point in his career, Nick Saban's just keeping it real, and I can't blame him, guys.
Yeah, I get, like when we were talking about it, my debate is we expanded the 12 teams in the playoff for these teams to get in to prove that they don't belong. We at least give them a shot initially to prove they don't belong. I've said in years past, like when it comes to March Madness, everybody says they like upsets until we get them. Nobody wants to see George Mason in the Final Four. I don't care who you are unless you went there.
You're right.
You know, and
I don't want to see Butler in the Final Four, to be honest with you.
And you know what, though, Jeremy, you bring up a great point. Like, this is exactly why we went to this 12-team program. I mean, this is what everybody wanted. And now that we're here, people are like, oh, we got to watch James Madison get in. Let's see what happens. I'll tell you what, if they get, you know, like if they ended up getting smoked or something, if they were able to creep in and whatnot, I mean, it's a whole different ballgame. But it's just like, this is exactly what we asked for a couple of years ago. March Madness is the perfect analogy with that. I like it. give him a shot. If there's a couple years of them, you know, get the doors blown off of them, then you're probably going to need to reevaluate.
Rick Renner joins us, WJZ-TV. Rick, the Baltimore Ravens favored by 3 for Sunday Night Football. I said it earlier. This has all the ingredients of Lamar Jackson just returning to form on Sunday. I have no evidence of that. I have no proof of that other than it being a young buck coming into town, MVP candidate on his field in primetime.
I love this team on Sunday night. I do. I mean, I'm telling you guys last week, I'm laughing. I'm a homer. I love them at the bank Sunday night with the Pats coming in off of a loss like that to Buffalo and the way that the Ravens looked last week against Cincinnati. To me, going up there in that cold weather, second coldest game in Cincinnati regular season history, and you put 30-plus points up on the board like that, that counts for something for me at this point in the season after everything this team has been through. For Lamar, though, it's just, look, it's no secret, guys. We know he's got to be a threat with his legs. He's got to be a threat at that mesh point. He's got to fake it enough and be involved enough to keep them honest on the defensive side of the football. And, you know, I was talking to somebody about this earlier this week. He doesn't have to pull it every single time, but every fifth or sixth time, he has to pull it to keep this team going. And as far as Zay goes, look, Zay is a deep threat. And getting him involved early and taking those shots downfield, I'm telling you, it opens this offense wide up. It's what all of us spoke about a couple of weeks ago. You're starting to see that a little more, starting to see them take some shots. And then Keaton Mitchell is the guy that comes in, and he's just a change of pace that, quite frankly, keeps that rushing attack going. I mean, getting Derrick Henry going early is huge, but having Keaton come in and take those 6 to 7 carries where he's a home run hitter and the defense has to account for that, that's a whole different ballgame on their end.
What have you seen from Mike Green? I was looking at some numbers here that said over the past 5 weeks, his pass rusher rate has gone up significantly, and he's looking like the player that they drafted. Are you seeing the same things?
I'm seeing a rookie who's starting to get comfortable. I mean, look, you know how hard it is for these guys, and you talk to any player, regardless of the program that you come from, you go from college to the NFL, what is the number one thing they say is the hardest to transition to? The speed of the game.
Yep.
It takes these guys a couple of weeks to get going, unless you're an absolute dog and one of the premier athletes in the country. I think this is a rookie who's starting to find his footing a little bit, and they're starting to get pressure on the quarterback now. I mean, we know this defense has been playing lights out over the past couple of weeks. You have him get going to, I mean, let's not forget, this is a guy who was supposed to go in the top 15 of the draft in the first round. If this is a guy who can get to that caliber and he's staying consistent like that, I mean, that only adds to a defense that has just been lights out.
You're right about that. Lights out defense. Rick Ritter joins us, WJZ-TV. Rick, your team plays tomorrow, 5 o'clock, against the Commanders. They could put this thing away by beating the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about what we liked last week from teams. I mean, yeah, the Raiders are bad, don't get me wrong, but I'd love to see the way that offense played last week, just moving the ball down the field, similar to the Ravens. I mean, and taking some shots, you know, getting A.J. Brown involved, getting your playmakers involved. That's what you have to do as an offensive coordinator and part of your game plan. And then their defense has looked great all season. I mean, and then you put it together all last week. Washington is an easy game. I think that they're going to be fine with that. The Commanders are just so damn banged up right now. For me, it's where they're going to fall in the seeding. And, you know, obviously last night's crazy game between the Rams and the Seahawks that had a lot of implications towards that. As far as the NFC goes, though, I know they lost last night, but the ball is going to start bouncing their way. The Rams are just the team to beat right now. I don't even know how you account for all of that offense and all of those threats. You put up 30-plus points, and you don't even have Devontae Adams. I mean, they're just – Matt Stafford's the MVP, and to me, as diehard Eagles fans as I am, Rams are still your team to beat in the NFC.
Yeah, last night was the first time in NFL history that a game ended in overtime on a two-point conversion.
Oh, wow. I didn't even hear that one.
Yeah, it sounds weird, but it's kind of crazy. And one of those teams is going to have to go on the road in the playoffs, which just sounds so unfair. But that being said, Ravens-Patriots, what's your score?
Ravens-Patriots, I'm going to go high scoring. The weather is going to be nice. I'm going to go 31-27 Ravens. I think they pull it out, guys.
There you go.
I think this is good. That place is going to be rocking Sunday night. That's the spot to be.
Hey, what you got going on this week? I know Christmas is coming up. Does that shorten your week?
Christmas, yeah, shortens the week, but I just real quick, if you guys could just give me 30 seconds to talk about what we did this past week. Our shrimp and gift holiday shopping spree, a bunch of great sponsors we team up with, including Jimmy Seafood, Walmart, TD Jakes Foundation, Bank of America. We took 150 kids throughout the city, various programs on a shopping spree with $200 gift cards. Not only that, guys, when a lot of these kids shop every year for this, they're putting food in their cart because they don't have food at home. This year we had the food sponsored. We gave them huge boxes to take home for Christmas dinner. So they had food. They were able to use the gift cards on themselves. And I can't say enough about these Ravens guys. Tez Walker, Mike Green, Kyle Van Noy going out of their way to be with these kids, including Torrey Smith and Ray Rice. and Zay Flowers, who showed up. The smiles on these kids' faces, it's what it's all about at this time of the year. And these guys, they take 45 minutes to an hour and a half out of their time in the middle of the game week with a huge game on Sunday night. And kids were in tears, man. That's what it's all about, and giving back at a time when people really need it most.
Hey, absolutely. These guys give back so much, man, to that community. We see it all the time. We get to see that side of them. It's a blessing. As well, you are as well. Tell your family, Merry Christmas, man. Enjoy your holiday.
Man, right back at all of you guys. It's a blessing to be able to come on here on the show with you. I appreciate you always welcoming me in. You guys do amazing work. You know, I think that. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and all your families.
Same right, to you, man. Thanks so much.
Have a good one. That's Rick Ritter, WJZ TV. Going to see his daughter's play. Christmas play. Had to get him out of here on time.
What play is it? Do you know?
No.
That's because I was going to say, like, I wanted to see, like, what it was rated. You know, maybe it's not a good play. You don't know.
I thought it was rated R. Rated.
No.
It wasn't rated.
Have you ever, do you remember going and watching your kids at either like a chorus or recital,
yes,
or something and going, the hell am I doing here? You know, you're there for your kid, but we've had some bad ones. I saw that, you'll love this. There was a kid where was it? Georgia, I believe. And they were singing Rocky Top Tennessee, and his family's a Georgia fan, and he's sitting in the back. He's like, I'm not doing it. He's like, hey, I'm not singing this. Nope, not doing it. Petty.
Stephanie was in a talent show in elementary school. They went to the same elementary school, and Stephanie was playing the guitar in a talent show. Robbie wasn't in the talent show. Some kid stood up to sing a song. He froze. Couldn't sing it. Robbie got up. It finished the song.
Are you serious? Oh, man. If you don't have that on video. Oh.
He got up, stood next to the boy, and started singing the song. He only knew the hook.
Yeah.
But everybody was clapping, and he had the crowd rocking because he was singing that hook the whole time. That's all he could.
Robbie stepped in and said, I love it when you call me Big Papa.
He walked up real casual. I'm looking at him. Where's he going? He stood next to the guy and started bouncing and singing a hook.
You know what always surprised me? And Timothy Chalamet was one of those guys. Like when you went to like one of those talent shows, and a kid shows up that just has zero fear. Like if you had to dance in front of your high school or sing a song in front of your high school, I don't know, back when I was growing up, you'd be like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. That's crazy, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side is the Daily Line.
Yeah, I had a good night last night, even though the NFL game, I lost that. I lost the bowl game. I went 3-0 in the NBA. I've hit 6 in a row in the NHL. This is so ridiculous what I do in the NHL. I can't. Anyway, I'll get to the plays today. I'll tell you what I like this weekend. We have a bunch of bowl games. We have an 11 a.m. bowl game today. Some college hoops. NFL, all that and more coming up this week. And don't forget NFL games on Saturday. I'll break it all down for you next.
Donald standing on the left hash. Takes the shotgun snap. Three-step drop. Looking, firing over the middle. And it's caught by his tight end, Eric Saubert. The guy that no one expected. And the Seahawks walk it off and soar to the top of the NFC West with a 38-37 overtime win tonight here in Seattle.
Well, that's courtesy of Westwood One. Thanks, Reba McEntire, for the call. No, she does sound like Reba. All right, that was a game. I went 3-1 in my prop plays. Well, I guess everybody's just going to have to trust me on this because I wasn't here yesterday to go over my plays, but 3-1 on my prop plays. I was 4-0 technically in the NBA. I lost the college football game. I lost the NFL game as I had the under. Getting all the weather reports before the game about the 40-mile-an-hour winds and how it's rainy and it's going to be tough. Apparently, Seattle's dome or the Seattle stadium has like, I don't know what you want to call it up there, but it negates a lot of the wind.
Oh.
So even though it was like listening to some of the quarterbacks beforehand, like Ryan Fitzpatrick before the game going, oh yeah, this is fine weather to play in. Like it wasn't something that was an issue. But even then, it's one of the craziest fourth quarters and overtimes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So
you said it's first time overtime decided by 2 points?
Overtime ends on a 2-point conversion. First time in NFL history. And, you know, as I looked at yesterday and some of the things that we had, like I'll tell you what prop plays we had, because I think I should have been 4-0 because I lost Jackson Smith and Jigba under 6.5 receptions in overtime. He caught 2 passes in overtime, hit AJ Barner over 3.5 receptions. Sam Darnold over 3.5 rush yards was my favorite. and Kyren Williams over 1.5 receptions. Had Radford and William and Mary to go over. Had the Rangers in the NHL. All of those hit. Furman Manhattan over. Didn't hit. Lost that one. Magic Nuggets over 1. Under Blackhawks Canadians 1. And I talked about the other game. So, as I said, 6 straight games in the NHL I've hit. 4-0 yesterday in the NBA. Where do we go from here? So let me just run through some of this stuff of what we have. I'll start with college basketball. I like Wisconsin against Villanova, and I like Milwaukee, South Dakota State to go over the 152.5. In the NHL, to continue this streak along, I like Carolina to pick up a big win on the road at Florida. And the team that has not done me any favors, 0-4 now when I pick them, in the right spot. I'm going back to it. The Utah Mammoth at home, -130 is the right spot. Give me the Mammoth as one of my favorite plays today. I like the Hawks +2 in the NBA, Cleveland and Chicago to go over the 240.5. And for college football fans, before I get into this weekend, I like Kennesaw State, Western Michigan to go over the total. That's at 11 a.m. So you guys want to, I mean, you got something early in case you're off. Or if you want to watch something on your phone, whatever, it's an 11 a.m. bowl game. And then NC State, Memphis is my favorite play today. That's the Gasparilla Bowl. 56.5 is the total. I think we see points. I like CJ Bailey. I know you can't bet it here in Maryland, but college props. I like him for an anytime TD. He's +220, a running quarterback in a game that I think is going to be high scoring. Yes, please. I like Jeremy Bernard to go over his 4.5 receptions tonight and John Mateer to go under his 34.5 rush yards. But unless you're going offshore or you don't live in Maryland, you can't bet those. So why am I even talking about it? I like Bama and Oklahoma to go under the 41.5. Tomorrow, a lot of interesting games. So let me start with the NFL. I like Washington and Philly to go over the total. My favorite play tomorrow. I like Green Bay to win their game. As we start looking at college football, some interesting bowl games tomorrow. A lot of the playoff games are starting. I like JMU and Oregon to go under. You know, JMU who belongs there. I like that game to go under the total. I like Tulane and Ole Miss to go over. To me, I want to talk to you about that in one sec. But and I like Miami plus the points against A&M. Tulane and Ole Miss, they played earlier this year. Ole Miss beat their brains in. We know, and people say it all the time, one of two things can happen. They can rally around their new coach, you know, what the former defensive coordinator, or maybe this whole thing, the wheels come off in this game. Tulane's coach is leaving too, but he was treated differently. Remember, he's going to Florida.
Yeah, he's moving up.
Yeah.
He's not moving to a rival.
And Florida was like, hey, go ahead.
Ole Miss and LSU are rivals.
Of course, yeah. Look, I get it from both standpoints. I'm just saying I fully believe that his team has rallied around him because they won a big game against, was it North Texas to get here? Or was it South Florida? I can't remember.
But here's the difference. He's at Tulane and he's going where? Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know that kids on that Tulane football team that want to move with them to Florida.
Yeah, there'll be a couple.
So they're going to play ball. They're going to play balls out.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss, LSU, them kids like, man, screw you. I can do my own thing.
Well, already.
I think that's the difference.
The rumor is that Chambliss and Kawan Lacey, the running back for Ole Miss, Chambliss the quarterback, have already, they're transferring out.
Right.
Like, I was looking at stuff already. I was telling somebody else, I like to put out all of my bowl games early of how I feel about them. But I don't do that now because I can't with all the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Like, what if somebody, like, the other night or one of the first bowl games we had, it was listed as, I think 3 of the players were questionable.
Mm-hmm.
They were fine all day. They're not injured. They're questionable because of transfer portal. And they all ended
That's
up playing.
Different, man.
They all ended up playing.
That's different. You're questionable because of the portal. That's different.
But that's why I'm saying I don't put out all my bowl plays early because I don't. When it comes down to that, I hate that. I hate the fact that you put out something, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, everything I did the research on changes because the quarterback's not playing, or there are offensive lines in the transfer portal, which these things have happened. But Tulane,
offensive line, the whole place got the flu.
The whole store got the flu. Did you hear that? My favorite play on Saturday would be Tulane and Ole Miss to go over the total. I just think we see points from both sides. I like Chambliss to go over his number for passing yards. Yeah, I think it's a really good game, and that's going to be my favorite game to watch on Saturday. I know everybody wants to see, like, JMU and Oregon. I want to see how Tulane plays against this Ole Miss team because there's a lot of questions surrounding it. In the NFL, I gave you my Saturday plays on Sunday. A lot that I like, and I think this is the toughest NFL week of the year, personally. And I'll tell you why. We have a lot of close spreads, and we have a lot of good teams on the road at bad teams and bad teams on the road at bad teams. Which bad team do you want to pick? Do you want to pick the Jets or the Saints? I know everybody wants to pick the Saints, but both teams stink. Jacksonville and Denver. Anything could happen there. Arizona, Atlanta is a 2.5-point spread. The games that I like, though, I do think New England and Baltimore goes over the total. Mm-hmm. I think Cincinnati goes down and skull drags Miami. If they're going to spin with Quinn, I don't know how much that's going to spin. I love Dallas. I wanted to make Dallas my lock this week, but I can't because if Philly wins on Saturday, Dallas is eliminated from the playoffs. I still think Jerry Jones and Dallas is goofy enough to just go out and play their ass off and win their last four games regardless. So I still like Dallas, but I couldn't make it my lock. I think Buffalo and Cleveland goes under the total. I think Giants are live dogs, and I like Detroit. It's the one team I can't get away from for how they've been playing at home against this Pittsburgh defense. So even though the public's all over them, I'm on the Lions this weekend. I think it's going to be a good game. But
see, I think Dallas is going to play hard also because they're not trying to lose for draft picks.
But again,
I mean, if they were like a 3-win team, I'd aggress it. Well, maybe they'll let it down. But I don't think that's the case.
I also think they have players that care about their numbers.
Yeah, and a coach who's not exactly
safe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, he needs to finish up strong.
So I like Dallas as much as a lock, but the fact is, like, we don't know what their visions are for Sunday's game if they fall off. I still think they play everybody and play it like a normal game. But again, they may not. There you go.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Nick in Columbia. What's up, Nick?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays. I just had a question and wanted to get your input on something. Really looking forward to the Ravens game Sunday. Is Justice Hill out for the season, or would he be coming back if, you know, we make the playoffs or for the Pittsburgh game?
I think he'll be back at the end of the season.
At the end of the season?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
My thoughts is he's really more blue than I thought initially, because, I mean, if we look at it, he's our best pass protection guy. I think he's best in the screen game, also kind of short yardage. So he really is somebody that we don't talk a lot about, but really kind of, you know, he's a glue guy for the Ravens. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Thank you. I think Rob nailed it. It was a neck injury, mm-hmm. right? And he's been placed on the IR, but now you can be designated to return. So I don't know the situation there if he's going to make it back. But again, I like Justice Hill. I like seeing more of Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, I'm not. He wants to comment on it. I think you're overvaluing Justice Hill, to be honest with you. I don't think you've really. He does those things well, but I don't think you've missed what he does well.
See, I think he does, yeah, like you said, there's a lot of things that he does really well, good, whatever you want to call it. But I think when you get a player like Keaton Mitchell in there that's so explosive that you're pass pro and you catching the ball out of the backfield a couple times. I mean, Rasheen Ali's been good at pass pro back there.
Yeah. Again, does he do those things well? Yeah. Do you miss it? I don't think so. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One of these seafood boil places?
Yes.
Crack and Juicy is what it's called. And it's a small place. It's not like a chain. It's not a big place.
It's called Crack and Juicy.
Yes. You want to go?
No.
Good. Can I tell you, Rob?
Go ahead.
I would recommend that place to anyone.
Really?
The food was so good. And it doesn't, I'm telling you, when you drive by, you're like, what is that? Just like pickup or something? But food was amazing. They, as soon as he walks in, the guy's like, are you new? Have you ever been in here before? I'm like, no. So he goes and gets me a fried shrimp. He goes, here, each one of you guys try this. One of the best fried shrimps I've ever had in my life. It's really good.
Have you ever been to the one on Boston Street called Baltimore Seafood?
No.
That's good too.
All right. I like a good seafood boil.
So crack and boil.
Crack and juicy. Yeah. Just think about my sweatpants, what I have written across my ass, where it says juicy. And what, anyway, just going to say, and what you like to smoke. And then you can't forget it.
It was
nice the past 2 days?
Yeah, it was normal. It was so normal in here.
I was just telling Joe how good Monday and Tuesday was.
It was good to me, too. So, bitch. It was good to me too.
Yeah.
Chilling. Oh. And I said, hey, Rob, I hope you feel better. I didn't know I was sick. And that's the encore for the day on this Friday. What you got planned this weekend, Jeremy, besides watching TV?
I got Trivia Championship this weekend.
Trivia Championship, Joe.
Yeah.
Such a nerd.
And then I got a lot of
jealous, man.
College football, NFL football, a bunch of stuff.
What you got, Joe?
Sounds exciting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Decisive.
On the night. Dude, can birthday I come? Party, Christmas party, and I have to work on Sunday.
Yeah, Christmas party. Who's Christmas party? Your girlfriend's party?
It's girlfriend's friend's family. They do like a 5-course meal with all these catered, really? I guess catered, like wines that go along with it.
I had a buddy on social media that was posting saying, what's up with all these Christmas decorations that are dinosaurs? He said, I don't get it. Why do people have all these dinosaurs? And I explained it to him. I said, it's when Jesus defeated the dinosaurs at the Battle of Bethlehem. It's in the pre, you know, you gotta get the book before the book. And then you find out more about that. Right, Joe?
Correct.
Yeah.
Sounds right to me.
The Battle of Bethlehem.
Anyway. Oh my gosh. The pre Bible.
Yes, yeah. You know, Bible one.
The pre-Bible. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Jeremy and I both learned this right before the show started, that today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
That's why you learned
that.
And
I went outside and I just so happened to have, I'm going to an ugly sweater Christmas party this weekend, me and Robbie. And I went to the house in Essex because I had two of them there. And it just so happened that I left them in. Oh. My vehicle, so I put one of them on a day for this. So this is my, if you're watching on YouTube, this is my ugly sweater for the day. And you're right, Jeremy, it's like a thermal.
It looks like Long John's, yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, very warm.
Yes.
It'll keep warmer you warm. Than that North Face hoodie, which is very warm as well that I was wearing.
Yeah, that feels warmer?
This is hot. This is very hot.
This is why you're hot.
This is why I'm hot. This is why you're not. Today is National Oatmeal Muffin Day. I'm not a muffin guy, number one.
Do you know the Muffin Man who lives on Drury Way?
No.
The Muffin Man?
No.
Okay.
Do you like oatmeal muffins?
What the hell is an oatmeal muffin? I like muffins. I like oatmeal.
Not a muffin guy.
What's an oatmeal muffin?
Like a made out of oatmeal, like a blueberry muffin, like a banana muffin,
those are
oatmeal.
Why wouldn't they just be called muffins and not oatmeal muffins?
Because a banana muffin is called a banana muffin. A raisin muffin is called a blueberry muffin is called a blueberry muffin.
I don't like it.
It's not? So when you go to the store, you say, give me a muffin.
I say, give me a blueberry muffin.
Okay, so if you want an oatmeal muffin, you
I ain't never seen an oatmeal muffin.
Just because you never saw it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
I ain't seen
you never saw a dinosaur either. You tell us stories about that.
I saw him in the Battle of Bethlehem.
Yeah. And today is a good day to play. Who's playing today? What college football game today?
Kennesaw State. Or you mean your big one tonight?
The bowl game.
It's Alabama and Oklahoma tonight. And then you've got NC State, Memphis, see? And Kennesaw State, and Western Michigan
so
at 11 a.m.
When are the bums playing? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Who's
James
playing?
Madison and Tulane?
Yeah, see, they should play today. You know why?
They play tomorrow.
Because today is National Underdog Day.
Yeah.
They would have a chance today.
They're still going to be an underdog tomorrow.
But it's not their day tomorrow.
I just checked.
But they would have a chance today because today is National Underdog Day. That's not the case. Today would have been the birthdays of Bobby Lane, Al Kaline, and the late, great Reggie White. All would have celebrated birthdays today. But celebrating a birthday today, Basketball Hall of Famer Kevin McHale turned 68. Pitching coach and former pitcher Mike Fetters turned 61. Former NFL player Randall McDaniel also turned 61. Former NFL player Michael Bates turns 56. And former NBA player Tom Gugliotta, NC State,
Googs,
turns 56. Joseph, Warren Sapp, and former quarterback Jake Plummer share birthday today. Who's older?
Jake Plummer.
Jeremy?
I'm going Plummer.
You going Plummer?
Yeah.
All right. Jake Plummer today turns 51. Warren Sapp today turns 53.
Wow.
Both of you guys are wrong.
Stupid
jerks. Yes.
Well, all right. You ready for me now?
I'm ready for you.
Well, yesterday my car broke down somewhere between the marina and the Hallmark store, and I was stuck between a dock and a card place. A dock and a card plate. Joe, did you like that one or no? Oh, yes. You'll love this one. I taught my dog.
I didn't like that one.
You didn't like it? Uh-uh. I've been teaching my dog a bunch of tricks. One of them is to fetch tools from the workshop. He's not perfect, but he knows the drill. It's like, fun fact, most bees are actually allergic to pollen. When exposed, they break out in hives.
Ah.
I asked my wife if sneezing a lot means you're sneezy and sleeping a lot means you're sleepy. What's the word for someone that is coughing a lot? She said coffee. I said, sure. Yes, please. Milk with two sugars. Hey! What do you call a deer with no eyes? A no idea. So stupid. Well, how do penguins build a house? It glues it together. Bruce Wayne said, Alfred, please prepare the bathtub. And Alfred said, what's the tub? You get the bat part of it. Everything is a... Anyway, you got to explain it. It doesn't really work. All right. I'm trying to find a good one. This argument about angle measurements has gone on long enough. We don't need to have a protracted debate. All right. It was bad. Did you hear about the group of mimes that were arrested? They committed unspeakable acts. No. It's not. All right, let's get out of here.
Vinny and Hedy up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.